Justin in Rhode Island is on the line with an interesting project at a very old building. How can we help you?
I'm calling about a property that I just purchased. It is a church building that I'm in the process of converting to residential. And I had some questions about a heating system for this building.
How can we help?
It's an enormous building. It's about 2,800 square foot on the top main level and about 2,600 square feet on the bottom. And in the past, there was a coal system with radiators. For about 20 years, there's actually been no heating in the entire building. And I just finished replacing a lot of the damage that was caused by that. And now with the winter coming, I'm looking at having a heating system as soon as possible, really. And I've searched around quite a bit, different HVAC specialists, and they seem a little uncertain about how to heat something this size.
Yeah, it's more of a commercial project than a residential project. Now, the work that you've done to repair, do we know if the radiators are in good condition? What kinds of radiators are there?
Actually, there's nothing left currently. The previous owner had removed everything.
Oh, so you got nothing.
Everything. Yeah. It's a pretty
blank. Do you want to air condition the home as well?
It's not necessary 100%, but it wouldn't be bad to have that, certainly.
So, first of all, you have to decide if you want to use a forced air system or a hot water system. If you use a forced air system, you're going to have a duct system installed that will provide both warm air and cool air in the summer, warm air in the winter. If you want to use a water system, a hot water baseboard system or a radiator system, then that would cover the heating but not the air conditioning. Most folks today use forced air, even though it's a drier heat. It's less expensive because you're not kind of putting in two separate systems. So I think that this is completely doable. You probably need to speak to not your sort of your local HVAC residential contractor, but somebody who's more experienced with commercial work. Figure out the best way to get the duct system run, to make it look good, you know, put it in such a way where it could be hidden behind ceilings or walls, or featured if that's the kind of look you're going for, sort of that industrial look. But there's calculations that are involved and be able to tell based on this many square feet and more importantly, this many cubic feet that have to be heated or cooled, how many BTUs you need of heat, how many BTUs you need of cooling power to be able to make that building comfortable. And it sounds to me like you just haven't found the right guy yet.
More recently, I've been kind of reading into radiant heating from the floor. The forced hot air was the first thought, and it's become somewhat of an issue because of the original tin ceiling, actually on both levels. And we really didn't want to disrupt that, having to replace any of that again by running ductwork through the basement or through the attic. So I was really interested in what your opinion was on radiant floor heating for something this size.
I think radiant floor heating is fantastic. You can do a lot with PEX piping today, cross-linked polyethylene. And it certainly is an option. But again, it's a big project. And given the size of your home, it's going to have to be split up into many zones. Are you taking, was it a big open space that you're sort of dividing into rooms?
The plan is to have really just one enormous space. It's about 70 by 40, roughly. Wow. Just a big open rectangle for the most part.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think radiant floor heat is a great idea. But of course, that doesn't help you on the air conditioning side. If it comes to air conditioning, there's a type of system called space pack, which is a high velocity, low volume system where you have very small air conditioning hoses, so to speak. They're about 3 inches in diameter that are a lot easier to hide. And they're very often used in buildings that are design sensitive where you don't want to do a lot of disruption to put in big old heating ducts.
Okay, great. Okay, thanks so much for your call.
Sounds like a fun project, Justin. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.